Good day and welcome, Philadelphia and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Philly Freedom. Tom Donahue reports, putting America first, new world order dead last. Freedom fighter, liberty lover, and truth seeker to the end. And that's just the way we roll here. Thanks so much for joining us. And there's a lot of issues I want to get to. And sometimes you have to revisit subjects, and it looks like it's going to be a subject that may be revisited hundreds of times. And that is Donald Trump's dysfunctionality, his dysfunctional personality. What is wrong with this man? He is the presumptive nominee. He is the nominee for the GOP. And he continues to do things. He assaults the sensibilities of so many in non-commonsensical ways. Okay, I've never seen a presidential candidate. I've never seen a U.S. president that brought his personal baggage and business to the microphone, to rallies, and to interviews as much as Donald Trump. When a president, whether it was a Nixon, whether it was a George Bush or George Bush Jr. or Ronald Reagan, they might take a hit and then they let it go. But it looks like any critical article, any critique whatsoever, any disagreement, any insult, it's going to have to be returned. Now, I would have to, if those of you that, and again, I am a supporter of Donald Trump. I'm getting very frustrated, though. But people say, well, how do you judge people? How do you judge situations? Well, the Bible is real clear. You judge them by their fruits. And the other way of looking at this is, what would Jesus say? What would Jesus do? What would Thomas Jefferson say or do? And you could pick your own role model or your own hero. And some might say JFK, someone might say Ronald Reagan. How would they respond? How would they act? And again, no one should be a cookie cutter. And Donald Trump, he is an original. And people love that originality. But he's starting to wear very thin on even his staunchest supporters. And again, whether you're a Ron Paul, whether you're a Ross Perot, even when these candidates made missteps, even when these candidates fell short, you always have a loyalist crew that no matter what they say or do, they're always going to be with you. Now, that's great. It's like a baseball stadium or a football stadium when you're the worst team in the league and you still have this hardcore, a few thousand people, a few hundred people that continue to go out and support their team. I think that's great. But in politics, if someone is not doing the right things, if someone is doing things that lack integrity or that lack just good common sense and decency. Now, I don't know how anyone could support Hillary Clinton. There is so much baggage. There is so much negativity. There is so much, I'd almost have to say, well, because I call her Hellish Hillary, demonic possession. But Donald Trump is just doing dumb things. Donald Trump is the only person, I really believe, the only force that can stop himself and get in the way of himself. The GOP couldn't stop him. There was no candidate that could stop him. And yes, there's going to be enough Democrats to vote Democrats and Republicans to vote Republicans. But boy, he could really, really pick up those Bernie Sanders. But it's Donald Trump. The worst part about it, it's his personality. For some reason, he thinks that anything that's said that's not favorable, you got to punch back. You got to hit. I mean, could you imagine if he's in an executive meeting, he's the president of the United States, and I used the example yesterday of Rosie O'Donnell or some other knucklehead from the celebrity, Hollywood loony crowd says something about him. It's in a tweet, it's in a blog, it's in an interview, and he stops what he has to do and pulls out his phone. I mean, really? I mean, this is how the president of the United States is going to operate? Someone's got to get to Trump and say, this insanity has got to end, or just drop out. You just can't take him seriously the way he's behaving. I mean, there is bias in the media. There's bias at all levels of the court system in the United States. There is no question. Believe me, I've had some challenges and contests in the courts, and I can speak from experience. But the point is, is that Donald Trump is running for president of the United States. He's supposed to be we're supposed to be entrusting in him that he's got the judgment, he's got the character, and the know-how, and he's got the skill sets to advance the greater good of this country. Now, you can go back to Thomas Jefferson and other great presidents, and yes, they did take swipes at the media, and yes, they had their feuds, but nothing on this kind of grand scale. And I couldn't imagine Thomas Jefferson worrying about some blogger or some tweeter, somebody that has such, minuscule audiences, but or washed up or has been actors. That wouldn't have been the case. He would have been, really going after Hamilton and others that were his political adversaries. And again, I wouldn't mind if he was hitting Hillary. You can hit her as hard as you want. You can hit her on any and all issues. You can go back in time to all the Clinton scandals, the Clinton Chronicles. I would love that. But if you want to make a statement, let's say you're asked a question, and you say, I feel this judge potentially is biased in my case. Boom! That's enough! No one needs to know all the details. And let me just say this. Anyone that would have paid $35,000, you're insane. All these like infomercial type things, all these bogus universities, and there's plenty of them. You see them advertised every day and every night on television and on the internet. And they say, you're a working mom or dad, or you don't have, you can get your advanced degree, you can get your degree in short order. Yeah, well, you present that degree, many of them, to any credible person that's a recruiter, and they will laugh you out of the room. They also know the schools that rank in the top 10 and top 100 and top 500, they know how to evaluate those schools, but they also know how to evaluate candidates. I mean, some people go to lesser-known schools, schools that maybe are more open door and less competitive. That student made the most of that experience, and they had other life experiences, and they have a great mindset and motivation and instincts. So it's not all about just where you went to school, because Donald Trump went to the best schools. So did George Bush, but George Bush couldn't put together sentences. We're talking about Junior W. And Donald Trump is, he has his challenges, his issues with his grammar and syntax and delivery, and so repetitive in his communications. So we're going to take a time out here, more to come. I'm frustrated. I'm sure many of you are frustrated. I was hoping that Donald Trump was going to mature, he was going to evolve, that yet he would keep his originality, but he would become more presidential, and he would make sure that he was taking care of the nation's business, and he was going to let us know what his agenda was, and he was going to go after hellish Hillary. Again, I don't mind terms like this, and crooked and liar. I don't have a problem with any of that. Because quite frankly, many of these terms are absolutely true. But believe me, you're not running against the press, although you might feel like you are, and you're not running against Hollywood and the celebrity non-reality culture. That's something that you can take on as a president and try to set the moral tone. But I don't know how Donald Trump is going to set the moral tone and tenor and temperament of this country based on his juvenile actions. Right back, hold tight. Welcome back. Tom Donahue, Philly Freedom. Tom Donahue reports on WFIL Radio. I want to thank our digital partners at Red State Talk Radio and, of course, TalkStream Live Worldwide and many other ways, venues, platforms to tune into this program, and we appreciate all of them. Okay, back to Trump. I don't disagree with some of the statements that Trump has made in relation to this judge. I think it's fair to question if someone comes from a particular heritage that may, that's the operative term, may potentially, possibly influence one's judgment. And if in fact that judge or others believe that it's possible, then they could step away or step down or recuse themselves or be recused. But to harp on the issue, see, the problem I have is that the personality dysfunction of Trump, and there is no questioning that he is dysfunctional. You can still be successful in this world. There's plenty of people. I mean, look at Howard Hughes and various others that are eccentric and people that have very peculiar ways of operating and thinking and saying and doing things. But they don't all run for political office, although you do have a lot of mentally ill people there in the District of Criminals in Washington, D.C. So, so Trump might just feel very comfortable with all the dysfunctionality and political dysfunction there in D.C. Maybe it takes one to know one. But the thing that Donald Trump is, he's not beholden to anyone. But I think he's really a captive of his own mentality. I think it's his mindset and mentality, these personality disorders, and there is a personality disorder or disorders, because no one in their right mind would operate this way. You know, you just can't attack, you can't just lash out. You just can't lash out at everyone. You can't harp on things to you sicken people. You know, if you mention something, if you raise something as a question, if you give an answer, if you are giving a speech, you don't have to continue to repeat this over and over again. Believe me, it's already been in the news cycle. Believe me, all your followers, all your supporters are aware of it. You know, you can actually do memos, or you can do mailers, you know, to your supporters. You don't have to tell everything you're thinking and feeling to the entire audience. You don't have to do that with the media, of course. I don't know why he entrusts so much of his feelings, his thoughts, his ideas with this media that he's already called sleaze, you know, that really they are, for the most part, scum. You know, you have to see them, all the media, as potential adversaries. But you control your utterances. You control and you dictate the agenda. If you're not saying those things, how are you attacked? If you're not giving the ammo to the enemy, if you're not handing the gun to them and say, well, here it is, and if you so choose to pull the trigger, by all means. So Donald Trump has got to figure this out. Now, again, do I think that Obama and his wife, Michelle, have created a divisive nation? Do I think that they have created much of the racial unrest and divide in this country? I do. But this is not about Obama, unless you want to compare your agenda and cleaning up his messes. And how about Michelle Obama's, you know, talking about how that she and her husband and her children live in the White House, the house that was built by slaves? I have no idea what relevance that has to anything. And I have all the information in front of me. It's entirely possible that slaves were involved in the building of the White House. I'm not here to refute that possibility. But what does that have to do with them? Are they taking credit that they've helped change the nation to the point that the only expectation for one of that complexion or race was to be either servants at the White House, groundskeepers, or building the actual house and maintenance of the house? And his wife, they weren't raised in tenements. They weren't raised in ghettos. They weren't raised in low-income housing. They weren't raised in low-income socioeconomic sectors. These are people that have lived a good life, and they were given lots of opportunities and privileges. And so many of them not actually earned, but that's another story and an issue for another day. So I'm not calling out Donald Trump as being a racist or a bigot. I mean, he has said some things that I wish he would have reworded. I don't really believe down deep that he is, and I don't really think that Donald Trump is the cause of racial division in this country. I think it has more to do with the Obama administration. I think it has more to do with the Clintons. I think it has more to do with the media and its propagation of these myths and the media's misreporting on many of these things. But how do you get more racial than Black Lives Matter or Al Sharpton or Obama or the Clintons or Bernie Sanders or various others that are socialist and communist origin? But what I'm trying to do is voice my frustration, voice my concern, voice my apprehension, and I'm giving out the warning bells and the warning flags that if Donald Trump doesn't become more mature and become more responsible and refocus his energies and refocus his time and attention as it relates to the nation's business, to the principles and the platform that he wants to project, he's going to lose. He's basically, you know, he's throwing in the towel. Just because you say, oh, I just want to be this way. I just want to be able to say what I want to say. Well, yeah, you can say it. But sometimes it's the way you say it. It's the way that you package a message. It's the way you deliver the message. It's being more prepared. It's giving a better presentation. It's being, you say smart trade. How about smart speeches? How about more focused and more disciplined, better delivery of what it is that you're trying to accomplish? Yeah, you can still do a little bit of entertainment with your ball cap on and say crooked this and liar that, and oh, that's all wonderful. I don't have a problem with that. And here's a huge headline coming out of the USA Today and other similar headlines as it relates to this subject at hand. GOP leaders dump on Trump's judge comments and reconsider their endorsements. Now, I'm not saying that these endorsements mean a whole lot. But wouldn't you want to go into a convention, even if you have tacit, you know, even tepid approval or endorsements, and at least have people that in their own, I mean, even in a mild, even feeble way, be supportive of you than being hostile towards you, that they would actually do things in your disfavor or take away votes, take away, to some degree, quasi-unity within the party? Do you still want the enemy to be as vocal within as without? Because if you have this party that can't come together in any way, shape, or form, and you know that eventually the Bernie Sanders folks, those that do not defect, they're gonna get behind Hillary because they're gonna say anybody but Trump, just like many of the Republicans. So if you have many of the coalitions and the leadership and the establishment of the Republican, the GOP party, in dissension and in desertion, and then perhaps even working vigorously against his nomination. And then you have to also ward off a very serious challenger. And the way the nation is divided, even if she wasn't a serious candidate, you know, and a very viable and name recognizable candidate, just by the way that the party lines are drawn, it's still going to be a challenge. And so you're going to have the Clinton machine, you're going to have the Democrat Party, you're going to have all the liberal progressive groups that eventually will lick their wounds, and most of them will get behind her. And it's possible that Bernie Sanders could be considered for VP. And I'm telling you, if she brings on a very strong VP that could include Bernie Sanders to win the election and to take away that blue-collar, you know, factory strength that Donald Trump has on these trade agreements and trade talks and whatnot, then you neutralize the strong parts of what Trump would bring to the table, because Bernie Sanders is going to cover that. So I think that Donald Trump, if he doesn't wise up, is in deep trouble. And someone's got to wake him up. I don't know. I mean, he has such smart kids, and his wife seems to have a lot of common sense. And I know that he's got friends that in boardrooms that are part of the GOP. I mean, isn't there anyone that can talk sense into this guy? It's all about it's just about tweaking and tailoring things in still working around that original, authentic person that has gotten him this far. The things that brought you to the table and won over in the primaries, it's not the exact same ingredients that's going to get you to the finish line and win the whole thing. You have to incorporate other strategies. You have to incorporate other ways of going about this in order to win. I mean, he was just starting. There was like this. Some of the wounds were starting to heal a little bit. There were certain recovery process underway, and then all the wounds have been just ripped wide open again. And the rubbing alcohol, you know, has been poured into the wounds or the salt, and it's burning.